You ready?
Yeah, anytime.
This is by Mrs. Becker, and we are located in where we are visiting together with Mrs. Sullivan in her art room, or the pottery room. Different ones call it the arts and craft. There's quite a number of us gathered here visiting. And as we come together, we speak of various experiences. And so I have decided to tell them why I came to California, or we as a family. Long about 1912, the people started talking about California. And they made it so flowery that people talked California. Many people came out here and started trading land, especially here in the San Joaquin Valley. And this one man came here, and he traded thousands of acres of land. And then he came back to Oklahoma, to Blaine County, and, various counties there where he was well acquainted, and was telling the people about sunny California. And he traded land sight unseen. And seemingly, he was always after the best farms that were there. So there's quite a number of people that I could name that came out here, and when they seen their places they had traded, they were very disappointed, but they were tied. They couldn't go back. So they are still here and wish they were back on their old Oklahoma farm. Well, so we decided that maybe it'd be a good thing for us. Vince, my husband, was a very sickly man, and he traveled from one doctor to another, and he couldn't find a place where he might get well, so they advised him to come to some other climate. So from there, we went to Texas, and we worked there a while. He felt some better. But then some of my folks came to California and wrote and told us how pretty it was and cool and all, and so many nice fruits and vegetables, which we loved so much. And fresh fish, all we could get the year round. Well, that sounded good to us. And, of course, we didn't have the money to just say, well, let's buy a ticket and we'll go to California, because we spend so much money on doctor bills. So we had to work our way. So from Dallas, Texas, we went on out to Clovis, New Mexico. And we worked there 6 weeks, and then we came out here. This was in 1919. And we came to Long Beach just about 2 weeks before Christmas. And we rented us a little place. And anyway, seemingly my husband felt better as soon as he came where it was cooler and had nice fresh fruits and vegetables. And he went to work. And I think his first job was in the shipyard. But jobs were very easy gotten at that time. You could just walk down the street with a lunch pail and they'd come out and say, are you working? Yes, I'm working. How much are you getting per day? $5. If you come to my place, I'll pay you $6. So it was no problem of getting a job in those days. So we stayed there in Long Beach about till in the spring. Then my folks decided to go back to Oklahoma where they had their own place. And naturally, being strangers in California, we got lonesome. So we went back to Oklahoma in along about August. But it took us 2 years to earn enough money to come to California again. So we says we'd rather live in California in a tent than a mansion in Oklahoma. So we came out here again, and we've been here since, and we've enjoyed it, had plenty of work. Always had more work than we could handle until it seems as though when Hoover took the throne, why, that knocked the bottom out of a lot of things. So, anyway, we stayed, and he was trucking at the time, and we We worked on and came into the valley and worked in the fruit at times. Made good money, and you could get work here anywhere.